Let's go. Let's get this Friday started, y'all. Hurry up. All men. This is the day that was given for men to dance and to dance with other men. And no judgment, because this is the day for the man dance.
Men,
come on, man. Let's go.
With men.
Dance.
Come on, let's dance.
Let's go. Come
on, and let's dance.
Let's go.
Come on, let's dance.
Let's go. Let's
do the hammer dance.
Yes.
Hammer dance.
Hammer dance.
Hammer dance.
Come on. Come on, St. Louis. Dance with me.
No.
Dance with me, St. Louis.
Dance with you.
Come on, St. Louis.
You jinxed him out of the World Series. Are you kidding?
Come on, St. Louis. Dance with me.
Come on, now dance with the jinx.
Hey, that's all right. That's all right. You know, I understand.
Dance with the jinx.
Dance with the jinx.
They dancing with me in Kansas City, though. Come on, Kansas City. Come on, Kansas City. Come on, Kansas City. Dance with me, Kansas City.
Step down.
I don't see anybody. I don't see anybody dancing in Baltimore.
Dance with the jinx.
I don't see
Baltimore.
Come on, Baltimore. You can dance with me.
No,
it's over with. Now it's still Friday. Come on, Baltimore. Let's go.
It's still tender.
Come on, come on, you olds.
Come on, you olds.
Let's dance.
All the black quarterbacks for the New York Jets. Come on, let's dance.
Oh, my God.
Come on,
New York.
That's really too tender.
It's a whole bag of quarterbacks, man.
The bag of black quarterbacks. You can dance.
No, they can't. Not today.
All right, take that N word out. Get the other word in there. Get that N-word out of there. Get the other one. What's your name? Get on in there.
a whole bag of black quarterbacks.
They're not doing a damn thing, man.
Now, that was a good game last night. You can't say they really didn't do a damn thing. That was a really good football game between the New England Patriots and the New York Jets.
They're one and six.
I know, but they didn't play like a 1-6 team. I'm telling you, that was a good game.
Okay.
I know.
Close is only good in horseshoes. I understand
that's
that.
That's right.
But it was a good
game. The win-loss column doesn't say good game.
No, it does not indicate that. You're right.
With a bag of black quarterbacks. A whole bag of them.
That was a good one.
That hurt so bad.
That really did hurt.
But that's God's quarterback. It's hard to beat God's quarterback.
Yeah, no, apparently not this season. It's not that difficult.
Yeah, sorry, St. Louis.
Well, New York couldn't do it.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
And as you mentioned, St. Louis lost in their efforts to go back to the World Series, and so it's the San Francisco Giants take on the Kansas City Royals, two wild card teams, and it's going to be a good series.
It's going to be Kansas City.
Okay.
It's going to be Kansas City. I've been on the Kansas City bandwagon for a couple of games.
About 30 seconds. And it is going to start on Tuesday.
Yep.
So now we're in the World Series?
This is the World Series.
Like everybody else, I'm way
now
behind in baseball.
Now I'm going to watch.
I'm way, way behind.
When does it start, Sib?
Tuesday.
Okay, I got time.
So who did he knock out, Sybil? Because he knocked out Baltimore.
He knocked out St. Louis.
Right.
And now he's about to knock out the Kansas City Royals. he's about to kick the Kansas
And New York hadn't won since he moved up there.
Either New York team. Neither.
Both of them.
Have been very productive.
This is not looking good.
And he brought Ebola to Dallas. Huh?
Right.
Oh, wait a minute.
That's the topper.
This is not looking good. I have to admit, this is not looking
good. Jinx is admitting it himself, huh?
No, I said it's not looking good. I am not a jinx. I'm having a bad run right now.
Said Typhoid Mary. Okay.
I am not Typhoid
Mary. Typhoid Mary. Ebola time.
Oh, look at this. Someone said, I broke up Huggy and Chris, too.
Well,
I did not break up Huggy and Chris.
Chris, I don't think Huggy really liked that, man, at all. I don't think he likes that. Y'all going to be Bama all of the week today, definitely.
Yeah.
Not me. I ain't do nothing.
You're the head troublemaker.
I think the topper was Marvin Lewis and the Cincinnati Bengals. That's
no.
the topper. That's yeah. the topper for me. No, for me, that's the topper.
Ebola is really the topper.
Because he's yeah. a fan. He gets up early. He listens to the show.
He got up and came to the studio. Came to
the man came to the studio.
Undefeated.
In Cincinnati.
The man sat right across from you.
Hugged.
Right crossed.
Yeah. Marvin Lewis is the topper.
Yeah, that is, if yeah.
And so what are you willing to say
that's
here?
That's the one. I want to back.
Michael Vick ain't been the same, man, since you. Poor Michael Vick, man. Mike said, I'll go back to jail. I was doing better in jail, man.
Just a bad run. We all have a bad run.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, let's check on our Ebola patients. There are no more Ebola patients at Texas Presbyterian Hospital, the last one. The
first
Vietnamese
nurse that was diagnosed with Ebola has been moved.
She's in Maryland.
To Bethesda, to NIH, National Institutes of Health, where they have
a sister
contagion. She is still in Georgia. She's at Emory. They are looking now at maybe as many as 800 people affected by Amber Vinson's visit.
I saw a story where Texas Presbyterian says, "We're sorry. We didn't do what we needed to do."
And that is a big duh.
Wow.
Yesterday they went before the a House committee, Tom, and that was where that came about. They Skyped in, for lack of a better word.
All right, by saying I'm sorry, does that open it up for a lawsuit?
Well, that's what a lot of people are talking, because apparently if it wasn't yesterday, it was day before yesterday, they finally contacted Thomas Duncan's family and told his fiance that they were sorry, that they could not save her fiance. So the timing looks very suspicious. Let's just put it that way.
Man, mighty. Everybody's sorry. Did you see Sanjay Gupta on CNN?
No.
He used chocolate sauce to show how easy it is to get Ebola. He demonstrated in a video how the workers who suit up and then remove their protective gear by following the CDC guidelines. And with the chocolate sauce representing Ebola and how easily it was to get Ebola.
Well, also, with that, that's a demonstration that's really going to hit the point home. And I heard one of the emergency room nurses from Texas Presbyterian say that how ill-prepared they were to the fact that, you know, she when they were telling them what gear to put on, and she said, "My neck is exposed." And they said, "Well, just put some tape over that."
Yeah, they really messed up. And did you hear about the bridal shop
exactly.
in Akron?
That's another place.
Yeah, the bridal shop. She went to Cleveland to prepare for her wedding. She went to the bridal shop to try on her gown. Well, the bridal shop is closed.
Yeah.
Because of that, and could you imagine if you got a gown at that bridal shop, are you still going to pick it up?
That's another thing. You know, we joke
about
gonna
get
bridal shop
are
closed
you,
down.
Well,
yeah.
It's closed for right now because
closed right now. But I don't see how they're going to even open back up if
the bridal shop went out of business.
Pretty much so far. Yeah, it's closed right now.
And
would you go with Sybil if you had a wedding coming up and your gown was in at that bridal shop? Would you go pick it up?
I can't say that I would.
Most
would you want would you want a refund?
I would want a refund. And
would you expect to get it?
Ebola's not stopping these women from having a wedding.
Yes,
no,
sir.
There you go. They don't have
okay. You say that.
Would you look at this
as
a sign that you're not that you're not really supposed to get married?
Well, as one who has seen the signs many times before, and not
if that's not a sign, yeah, Sib. Yeah.
God works in mysterious ways. Yes,
and
does.
if that's not a sign, well, I would take it as a sign.
Yeah.
God did that thing. Yes, he did, Simone.
No, but, I'm not going.
But I know what you're saying, player. There are a lot of ladies that really want to get married.
They
want to
get married. And Febreze that, not going to stop
them. And not going to let a little Ebola stop them.
Yeah, Febreze that gown down. And
well, at least a good dipping in some bleach or something. It is. You're probably going to be a white dress anyway.
Yeah. Wait, I don't care. It shrinks. They're getting in it, man.